I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, November 25, the Indonesian government released the free app Smart Grip in the Google Play Store, created by Jakarta's High Prosecution Office. The Smart Grip app fast-tracks citizens' ability to file blasphemy complaints. FMI's Bruce Allen says because of its function, Smart Grip has been nicknamed the heresy app. Currently, the app is only available within the Jakarta area. Still,
the app is also going to lift the current religious edicts or fatwas that have been announced against certain people or groups. And that would just empower people to more easily hunt down and attack individuals who are just suspected of unorthodox belief or activity.
Local Christians expect to see a rise in persecution over the next couple of years. Please pray for these Christians and for this app to be withdrawn from the public. And charity goes hand in hand with the holiday season. Maybe you donate a turkey so a family in need can have Thanksgiving dinner, or you might drop change into a red bucket outside the grocery store. You never meet the people you help, but you trust God to use what you give. What if you applied the same principle to people who need God's Word? Wycliffe USA's Pixie Christensen says their 2018 gift catalog highlights several First Scripture projects. Check it out at missionnews.org.
We hear so many stories of people who may have had access to the Word of God in the national language of the country, but they didn't fully understand it. Giving them that access to the hope of the gospel, it's as good as it can get.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. It's a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.